As the countdown continued, with just over 1,200 days left to save the planet, the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association members in Taichung, Formosa, collaborated with 29 other co-organizers to host the climate change conference entitled Protect Our Home with Love on October 11th. The letters L-O-V-E signify L for LOHAS, which stands for Lifestyles of Health and Sustainability, O for Organic, V for Vegan, and E for Eco Dimensions to Save the Planet. Thousands of participants attended the event to stay informed about the latest facts on global warming, ways to live sustainably, and the single most effective solution, the plant-based, animal-free diet. The conference was co-hosted by Thelmo Luis Buddy Cananan, the famous Philippine TV host of NBN Television. Discussions on the themes of love were conducted by distinguished panelists, including environmental scientists Dr. Liu Xiaoqian and Professor Liu Chongming. Famous Formosan film and television personality Ms. Tan Ai Chen, president of the Formosa's first veg-promoting website, Mr. Lin Hong Roy, chief editor of Persimmon Cultural Enterprise Company Limited, Mr. Lin Shu Wen-er, and former pig farmer turned vegan, Mr. Luo Hun-chin. Other dignitaries included guest speaker, the Honorable Mayor Amelita Navarro of Santiago, the Philippines, and Mr. Chen Tian-wen, deputy speaker of Taichung City Council. Graciously accepting an invitation to attend via video conference as the event's guest of honor was Supreme Master Qinghai. We now invite you to join us for part 4 of the 8-part rebroadcast of the video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Protect Our Home with Love, held on October 11, 2009, Taichung, Formosa, or Taiwan.
The next speaker is the mayor of the city of Santiago in the Philippines, the Honorable Amelita Navarro.
You know, I'm very proud to have Mayor Navarro here today because she and I are both from the great province of Isabela in the Philippines. And I know her to be one of the most hardworking, most honest, and most pro-environment mayors in the Philippines. So let's give her a warm round of applause.
Supreme Master Qinghai, Chairman Lin Chan Ku, the Honorable Reynato Lee, Manila Economic and Cultural Office representative in Taiwan, other BIB guests who have spoken earlier, friends of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, friends, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It is a rare privilege for me and my delegation to be invited by our beloved Supreme Master Qinghai to attend this very important climate conference here in your beautiful country, and for that, our deepest gratitude. Also, our special thanks to the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, led by Chairman Lin Chan Ku, for hosting me and the rest of the Philippine delegation from Santiago City. Thank you for your generosity and warm hospitality. Our topic, Protect Our Home with Love, is very timely because climate change is upon us and it is the biggest threat facing mankind today, even more threatening than international terrorism because climate change goes beyond boundaries of race and economies. It is all encompassing. When I received the invitation from your association for me to attend this conference and speak before you on the issue of saving our planet, I paused for a while and was struck with this overwhelming question. Indeed, what have I done as a mother? First to my city of Santiago, where I am a mother to more than 135,000 residents. And second, as a mother to my 4 children, to help secure their future. More than just a mother who is concerned for the future of her children, I am also a public official who is concerned with the future of the Philippines and what the future holds for my beloved city. Allow me first to share with you what the Philippines has been doing in this global fight against climate change. As you know, world leaders are now racing against time to come up with a new climate change protocol by December in Copenhagen at the Conference of Parties, COP15, because the Kyoto Protocol, the single most important global treaty to fight climate change, is set to expire by 2012, and a new protocol must be voted upon by world leaders in Copenhagen. Philippines has been negotiating in the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change for a position that will protect not only Filipinos, but all the residents of low-lying archipelagic nations like the Philippines. Our country, like the rest of the world, is pushing for what we call deep and early cuts of greenhouse gas emissions by industrialized or developed nations, otherwise known as the Annex I countries. Why is this so? Because scientists point to the year 2050 as the tipping point of irreversible climate change unless the world cuts its GHG emissions by 50%. By 2050, polar caps in the North and South Poles will melt, raising sea levels by 6 to 7 meters. And when that happens, small archipelagic nations like the Philippines will go underwater. But even before the tipping point is reached in 2050, we in the Philippines are being hit by onslaught of early climate change, or what Secretary Alvarez calls as creeping climate change. This is characterized by the 20 storms that visit us yearly, which are becoming more ferocious and are escalating in intensity each year. We need deep and early cuts to moderate these raging storms. We in the Philippines cannot wait until 2015 because climate change is hitting us now. As a nation of more than 7,000 islands, the Philippines feels the pain of natural disasters and rising seas more than most nations. Because of this, we take every opportunity we can to call on all the countries to collectively secure a positive outcome to the UNFCCC negotiations, and we are banking on the support of similarly situated island nations and the ASEAN to support the Philippine initiative. Due to the serious threat of the survival of mankind, there is a need for every citizen to be on war footing against climate change. Every citizen should work toward reducing his or her carbon footprint, or the indicator of how much each person pollutes the earth. On the city level, some of the most important programs we have undertaken in Santiago City are proper waste management. As you know, when garbage is left to rot by itself, it produces methane, which is 21 times more lethal than carbon dioxide as a global warming gas, so it is very important to properly manage our waste. Before I started the waste management program of Santiago City, we are generating 52 tons of garbage daily. Now, we are down to only 34 tons per day. I have committed my administration to the protection, preservation, and promotion of the environment for our generations and the future generation. I have clearly spelled this out in the State of the City address in January 2009, where I declared that my administration's trust has been and will always be to improve the quality of life of the people by providing them access to education, healthcare, employment opportunities, availability of clean and safe drinking water, peace and order, a healthy environment, and freedom. My goal for Santiago City is not only human development, but sustainable development that is balanced among social, economic, and environmental objectives. For a city's environmental objectives, we ensure environmental sustainability by implementing development plans as one of the Millennium Development Goals or MDG targets. One of our trusts is solid waste management. On solid waste management, a major setback is the people's behavior towards SWIM. To address this concern, the city environment and government, together with the barangay officials, NGOs, POs, civic and religious groups, join hands in the implementation of our city SWIM, service education, IEC dissemination, forums, symposia, group discussions, house-to-house campaign were conducted on waste segregation and recycling. In our city, we strictly enforce the following policies. No waste segregation, no collection of garbage, anti-littering law as provided under City Ordinance Number 94.7, ordinance requiring residential and commercial establishments to clean the sidewalk fronting their establishments. We supported in observance of Earth Hour Resolution Number 6-99 and joined the Big Switch, which is Resolution Number 6-162. We have completed the seminar on basic training for pollution control officers, the first one in the whole Philippines. And as a result of it, we entered into memorandum of agreement with hospitals and healthcare waste generators in the city. We will soon start using our sanitary landfill facility mandated by Republic Act 9003 under a strict timetable pursuant to my executive order number 2009-81, creating the task force on sanitary landfill. To be sure of the continuity of our programs, we allocated 5 million under the Economic Development Plan. This is on top of the budgetary allocations for other environmental programs like infrastructure, clean and green, and beautification. We put our material recovery facilities throughout the villages, managed by the village officials. We also have our own city environment and natural resource office, or CENRO. The biodegradable waste of the city was treated using the indigenous microorganism for composting bioorganic fertilizer known as ESN. In the promotion of the vegetarian diet, the city was inspired by the teaching of Supreme Master Qinghai. We have community gardens in its village for the production of vegetables and other ornamental plants using bioorganic fertilizer. Last July 24, 158 committed youths who respond to the call of Master Qinghai call for the defining and transforming youth involvement as influential and critical agent for societal and global change, attended the four-day seminar which promoted vegetarianism as part of the summit was dedicated to serving Mother Earth by planting mahogany trees, Tai Chi exercises, film showing of the Save the Planet movement of Master Qinghai. Right now, almost all people, especially the youth of Santiago, are with the pamphlet that describes how to do the vegetarian program for the city. Of course, at this point in time, I would like to extend my heartfelt thanks to our Supreme Master for initiating the program on vegetarianism. It was during the visit of Master Qinghai's associates in Santiago that we started to formulate an ordinance leading to the establishment of a vegetarian society, and we were the first one in the Philippines to do this. And now, in our own little way, we in Santiago are doing our share in helping save our planet and future generations of the Filipinos. My fervent wish that some inspiration coming from the Supreme Master that sparked change in the people of Santiago will also be burned in the hearts of all the delegates here present this afternoon. And when we return to our localities, may we bring the desire, this burning zeal for life, planting and cultivating the seeds of love that we have received from Supreme Master Qinghai to inspire our people, to spark a revolution, to begin the change. Be vets, go green, save the planet. Mabuhay tayong lahat.
Thank you, Mayor Navarro. Thank you very much for traveling a long way to attend our conference and for giving us that very meaningful message.
We have so many honorable VIPs today, but unfortunately, it is possible to introduce everyone because of the limited time. But we would like to acknowledge some officials. Let's give them a round of applause when they are introduced.
First, we have Mr. Renato Lee of the Manila Economic and Cultural Office, who is here with his son and 11 delegates from the Philippines.
And next, we have Mr. Chen Tianwen, Taichung City Council Deputy Speaker. And next, we have Ms. Zhang Huangzhen, the Director of Environmental Protection Bureau, Tainan City. And next, we have Ms. Ong Jinglian, the representative of Legislator Ong Jingzhu. And last, we have Mr. Zhang Dalong, the founder of Yuda Educational Corporation.
Thank you to all our guests and worldwide viewers for joining us today in this very meaningful conference. We appreciate it very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, shortly we will welcome a very special guest of honor, Supreme Master Ching Hai. As you know, Supreme Master Ching Hai used to live in Taiwan Formosa, is deeply concerned to all the people who live on this island.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has dedicated herself to helping people face and solve the problem of global warming. She has been invited to many climate change conferences all over the world and has given advice to many people from many, many countries. Let's watch the video, Walk the Way of Love to Halt Climate Change.
There's only one religion, as that is the religion of God, of love, of understanding. There's only one church, one temple, that is the temple of enlightenment. Come to that temple, then we know all religions of the world.
Essence of life is love. The essence of God, of Buddha, of Allah is love. There's nothing else but love. When we make the choice of love, that's the highest choice, the noblest choice.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is a world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual visionary. Her lifelong unconditional devotion has extended beyond all cultural boundaries. Her noble love has been manifested through her generous philanthropy. Her brilliant artistry has profoundly reminded us of our yearnings for the kingdom of God. Supreme Master Ching Hai was born in Central Or Lạc, or Vietnam. As a young adult, she went to Europe to study and did charity works for the Red Cross. She soon discovered the pain and suffering exist in all corners of the globe. Searching for the remedy to this ill, therefore, became her foremost goal. She then embarked on a journey in search for spiritual understanding. Finally, in the deepest reaches of the Himalayas in India, she found an enlightened master who imparted to her a meditation technique which contemplates on the inner light and sound, that is, the Kuan Yin method. After a period of practice, she became fully enlightened. As we approach the next decade of this millennium, foremost on the minds of many concerned citizens are the global effects of climate change. We are greatly blessed with individuals and organizations who have dedicated themselves to help save the planet. They bring to the world the light of hope and voice of awakening. Supreme Master Qinghai is extremely concerned about the sustenance and survival of the grand ecology on Earth. Given the urgency of the situation, she proposed the fastest, most effective solution. That is for humans to return to compassion and be vegetarian.
In order to save ourselves, we must be vegetarian. A vegetarian diet is a non-violence in the highest sense, and a vegetarian diet is a love in action. Stop all the cruelty beginning on our plate, generating loving kind energy around the world. Stop water shortage and water pollution. Stop food shortages. Stop war hunger and war. Prevent deadly diseases. Save enormous tax and medical bills to build a better world and support new useful inventions and good people's organization. And now there is a spiritual aspect also. When a person partake in a direct or indirect killing of any sentient beings, be it human or animals, he or she enters the cycle of revenge and violence. And it will only end when one stops doing it. Hence, we have to love our enemy. Because only love and forgiveness will have the power to break the negative effect of hatred and vengeance.
On both spiritual and physical levels, the greater the number of people who change their diet and hearts, the more time we gain to curb the crisis. In particular, Supreme Master Qinghai has emphasized the importance of the media in helping to stop global warming quickly.
That being a vegetarian is at least one thing everybody can do.
Yes.
To save this planet.
It's just so easy to do to save the planet like that. And then the government has to help, maybe distribute more information, encouraging more vegetarian diet lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And the media help to spread out more news about the goodness of vegetarian. Have to be like a fashion. It's like a surge of new wave information, new positive, constructive ideas and information about how good is a vegetarian diet. And it has been proven such and such. Just bombarding the whole planet with a new energy of compassion and love and health, that everybody will join in. Supportive energy is very important.
Let us embark on a compassionate, delightful and noble lifestyle. Be veg. Go green, save the planet. May the kindness and compassion of all sentient beings lead us to a beautiful and peaceful world.
Yes, Supreme Master Qinghai has really done a lot of great works. Now, for the moment we've all been waiting for, let's invite Supreme Master Qinghai. Hello, Supreme Master.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
Hello, Master.
Thank you all. Thank you all so much for a beautiful, beautiful gathering. 大家好.
Thank you very much, Master, for your great efforts to save the planet. You look so beautiful today. We love and adore you very much.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Master, for joining our conference today.
Thanks for inviting me. Thanks. Everybody was great. Good speech, good dance, yes.
Thank you, Master.
Good MC,
you,
Master. Good people.
Thank you, Master. Supreme Master Qinghai, before beginning our question and answer session with you, would you like to share your message about climate change with us?
Yeah, sure. Sure. I join in with you in expressing some thoughts and support for your group and the great people of Formosa who really care for their island and for their planet. First of all, I would like to say hello to all the beautiful people of Formosa, or Taiwan, yes, on this richly historic island. I'm extremely honored to be with you again, among your great presence, feeling your shining, genuine spirit, very loving spirit, even over long distance. I never forget the people of Taiwan, how hospitable they are, how hospitable they have been to me, and how hospitable they always will be, because that is their nature. The nature of Taiwanese people are very hospitable, very pure, very genuine. I can go on forever, but I will get too emotional. I miss Taiwan. I miss Taiwan. I would like to thank you all also, the esteemed government officials, distinguished speakers, the media, the gracious ones who share video messages with us, and all concerned citizens. Thank you for making the time to come to this important meeting during your busy schedules. We especially thank the Honorable Mayor Amalita Navarro of Santiago, who came all the way from the Philippines and setting aside her precious schedule to participate in this conference. Heaven bless you all, precious guests, and such an example of commitment to this noble cause shows us that governmental leaders and influential personages are sincere and ready to act to save this earth. Perhaps today you will find the new insights and strength to help inform them and support the leaders on this important and urgent mission. The conference location of Formosa is both fond and familiar to me, as it is a place I have previously stayed many years in the company of her pure-hearted, loving, hospitable people. The Formosan people have a special place in my heart, and today we would like to place our faith in them, perhaps to help humankind awaken. I pray that we all join hands together with new courage, new determination, because in acting quickly, we still have time to save the world. We still have time to save the world if we act now, if we be veg now. Thank you so much. Heaven bless Formosa.
Thank you, Master.
Thank you.
Navarro from this beautiful city of Santiago City, Philippines. I wish to extend my heartfelt thanks to you, Master Qinghai, for inviting me to be part of this because I owe a lot from you. Santiago City is the first city in the Philippines that is promoting vegetarianism in that part of the country. I also would like to thank Master Qinghai for the warm reception that we are having right now. Also, I would like to thank her for the benevolence which she gave us when she donated a sum of 10,000 for our typhoon victims last May. So in behalf of my people, I thank Master Qinghai for the opportunity to be one with her principles and her practice. Again, I say to her, Mabuhay. Hi, everyone. This is Mayor Amy Siso Navarro of Santiago City from the Philippines. To all of you, big bets, go green, and save the planet.
Thank you for your warm-hearted presence for today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Please join us again tomorrow for part 5 of Protect Our Home with Love. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. We wish you joy, peace, and prosperity.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW.